Welcome to A Voice for Creators. I'm your host, Daniel Norton. This week, I want to talk about branding versus being a brand, if you will. And I've talked about this a little bit before in videos, I think, and it came to mind. I've been reading this book, Fanocracy, which, it's interesting. I don't love the writing style of it. I think there's a bit of good information in it if you kind of can parse through it, but it wasn't an enjoyable read for me personally. I would love to know if any of you've read it. I think the information is good. It's just, it's a little bit wordy, I think is the best way for me to say it. Now I'm doing book reviews. But anyways, I was thinking about the idea that when you are a brand, when you are a brand, when you truly are a brand, then it's easy to have this kind of authenticity that people kind of cling to or go to when you are looking for lack of a better word, fans. When people use your services or hire you as an artist, they want to know that you really care about them. They want to know that you think that their project is really important and that you're going to put everything that you can into this project to make it as good as possible. And you can put all the branding you want out there. You can hire a great graphic designer. You can have a social media manager. You can do all this advertising so that people see all this gloss and everything else. But what it comes down to, when the rubber meets the road, as they say, if you are not truly serious about creating the best possible work for every single client, then all that gloss and glitter is meaningless, because what will happen is clients will not love as much as they can or should, I'll say, your work. That is to say that, not that everything we do is the best piece of work we've ever done. I would never say that. Of course, you're going to want to deliver to a certain professional level, right? But if there's lots of joy and energy in the images that you're showing and in your kind of social profile, which you put out there, your branding, and then you show up on the set and you're very low key or the whole thing just doesn't feel that way, people are going to feel almost like you didn't, it's not actually you, you know? Because it does happen, right? We create all kinds of images. You might create, if you're a photographer, images that are outside of what you normally do. And even though you're capable of doing that, if you make your branding about that, and that's not what you normally deliver, then I think people will be confused and possibly not happy with the results they get. That is to say, and this has happened to me before, I may have told this story before, where I got in with this modeling agency, and I showed them my portfolio. And they were like, oh, great, we would love to use you. We're going to send you a couple of models to shoot, whatever. And then they agreed to my rates and all that. And then I went on to their, they had a website. I went on to their website. I say that like, this is a while ago, so not every modeling agency had a website. I went to their website and I saw that like nothing on the website was like what I shot. It was a very different look. And I thought, well, I can do that. That's not really my style, but I mean, they hired me. That must be what they want, right? And instead of being smart, which is what I should have done, and asked them, I just went out with these models and shot images that looked like what they already had on their website to kind of match what I thought they wanted, right? Well, when I brought them back to the model booker, she was like, what is this? Like, did you even shoot the images in your portfolio? This looks completely different. Like, what's going on? We wanted those images. And I thought, well, yeah, but I looked at your website and I saw, this, this, and this. And they're like, yeah. And that's why we're looking for new photographers. We want something different. So communication is key here. So I said, well, let me go out. And this is a lesson learned, because this is the film where it cost me money to shoot all these models. But of course, I didn't want to now lose a potential client. So I went back out again and I shot it with my style, the way that I really shoot, with my true self, not something that I thought people wanted to see. And what happened was I ended up working for them for a long period. I went out, I ate the cost of the film and stuff, shot it again, went back, showed them the work, and they were like, yes, this is what we like. Here's more stuff for you to do. Here's more projects for you. If we wanted what everybody else was shooting, we would just keep them, So again, it was that lesson learned, but you've got to embrace who you are. If you're an artist, which you are as a photographer, you have to embrace that this is your style. This is what you do. And while there are going to be times, I'm sure, and it was with me in my career, where you will do things that are outside of your realm because you need the money, or maybe you just want to try to learn something. But in reality, if we fall back on and we stay with what is truly inside of us, what is our style, what is our our beliefs, what is our way of working. That's the brand that we are. You could go to a PR agency and they can make you look a certain way that will get you more clients. But if it's, they're not making you look the way that you truly are, you're just not going to be able to long-term last like that. You really want to be your brand. And when you are, you may, it may be a slower road of building up, but those people that you pick up, those fans that you get, those clients that you get will stick with you. That became a long-term client. They really liked my work. It was very different than anybody, what anybody else was doing. And they loved it and they hired me. I became their main shooter and I made lots of money from them, you know, over the years. So it was really cool. I mean, eventually I moved. So I obviously no longer work with them anymore. So, you know, years ago, but I had a great connection with them. And, you know, it goes, I've mentioned this before too, with other situations. Sometimes too, you've got to also like just own up, right? Like I screwed up. I should have asked. I should have been like, well, hold on. You have all these images. What do you want? It was just my assumption they wanted what was there. And it's always on you as the creator. You could say, well, they should have told you we don't want stuff that's on our website. But how did they know I was even looking? They hired me. They were expecting that. And that's important. Now, I've talked about this before with catalog work. That's almost the opposite. They want to see beautiful stuff in your book so you can shoot plain old catalog pictures. But they're pretty clear about that. And they're usually there while you're doing it. So that doesn't tend to be a problem really ever. But, you know, this is a different kind of situation. And we always want to have open communication. I kind of drifted in a sideways way. But I think what I'm saying here is that make sure that you are your brand. Whatever branding you choose, when you sit down with somebody to help you with you, or if you're creating it yourself, your website, your Instagram, any logos you make, any flyers you might hand out, a t-shirt, anything you make that represents your company should represent you. You are your brand. Don't just do things because you think it will get you sales in the moment, because those will be short-term sales. You want to build a long-term relationship. And in order to do that, you have to have a strong brand. And that strong brand is you. So if you have anything you'd like to add on this subject, you can call into the show. Check the show notes below. You'll see a link to Anchor where you can send me a voice message. You could also go on to my Discord. There'll be a link there as well. Join up there, send me a private message and I'll play it on the show that way, or an email and I'll just talk about it if you don't want your voice on the show. Even if you don't want to say anything to me directly, join the Discord. It's really fun. There have been some people that have been having issues getting in. Again, if you're having issues, just send me an email and say, hey, I can't get in. Send me your Discord name and I'll get you in. There's a weird thing with the bot where basically I have this bot. I'm telling you more than you probably need to know, but there's basically a bot that keeps out, you know, spammers and foul language and, you know, pornography and stuff like that. And it's pretty hardcore. So like if you have a brand new account, it just won't let you join, because that's usually what spammers do. So if you haven't tried to join yet, start a Discord account, wait a couple of days, and then join. I'll put a link to that book, Phonography, which I didn't give a great review of, but you can check it out. I mean, go see if it's something for you. I mean, it's a very popular book, so maybe it just didn't, you know, sit with me exactly how I like it. And also, there's a link to my Patreon down there. So if you want to support the podcast, I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.